Live at 5 Sports with Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort. Timberwolves come this close to pulling off what would have been a pretty special upset last night with their three big players, their top three, all missing the game. And 115-112, Edwards has a shot for three right at the horn. They don't quite pull it off. Give me your impressions of the game last night.
I was really impressed by the Wolves all week, playing shorthanded, having the weird, that second Utah game was the trap game of all time. Mm-hmm. You're playing a team that you know you can beat, that you have beaten, you beat 2 days previously, that isn't playing for anything, in a tough place that generally is a tough place to play against a well-coached team. They get Markkanen and Collins back, and you're without your two best big players, and then Naz Reid goes out with a concussion. I thought the Monday night game was a remarkable victory, and last night, pretty much the same thing. They just played against a better opponent. Jokic was great down the stretch. And when the Nuggets really went after Edwards in the fourth quarter, nobody else really stepped up and made the shots they needed to make. To be in a situation where you almost tied it at the buzzer, I thought that was a really impressive performance. I think they're going to have Gobert back here pretty soon. Really interesting game. Sunday night, I'll be there against the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry is still great. But it's a loss, and it leaves them in third place in the Western Conference. But I really can't ding them. I like the way they played.
Yeah, I did too. Playing really tough defensively, considering the size that they were giving up. I mean, Denver's a big team. People often worry about matching up with their size. The Wolves had to go small by necessity and still hung right with them.
Yeah, and one of the reasons they traded for Gobert is they wanted to be able to compete with Jokic and the Nuggets and be able to bully some smaller teams, and they didn't have any of that. Mm-hmm. I think Kyle Anderson, once again, showed his value. He can just play any position. He can play point guard on offense. He can defend centers if he has to on defense. Really smart, great situational player. And Jaden McDaniels has had for a team that really is overachieving, mm-hmm. or at least achieving what they and I thought they could achieve when they first traded for Gobert. Jaden McDaniels has not had a great season. Mm-hmm. There have been times he's been very passive offensively. There have been times he's been ineffective offensively. Defensively, in general, he's been very good, but not always. And I think it's a good thing that he showed up last night against the Nuggets. He gets going offensively, hits tough shots. He played hard on defense. When we start getting to down the stretch in the playoffs where you play in kind of almost elimination games or truly big games, they're going to need a lot from him. And it might be a good thing that he's been forced to show more right now.
The two or three big stars that would be ahead of Jaden McDaniels on the pecking order, with Cat, Ant, and Gobert, they all have outsized personalities as well. Do you think he just kind of isn't like that? He seems more of a quiet guy, so he just tends to defer a little too much in previous games?
He's a very intense, quiet guy, mm-hmm. so I don't think it's that as much as he knows his role. Mm-hmm. He got the big contract by being a great defender who has some offensive capability. They don't run plays for him. Mm-hmm. They expect him to cut and find openings and run the court and get his points that way. There are only so many shots to go around. Mm-hmm. Edwards and Towns are great offensive players. They're going to take most of them. Gobert is very effective offensively when he catches the ball in the right spot. Conley is going to take his shots, and he should. There are only so many shots. It's just that reality. And you can't go into an offense with a game plan for getting five different offensive players going. So he's just not going to be that guy. But you want him to be able to be that guy when they need him.
The dunk by Edwards was spectacular, and it's great for the team as well because then, the attention that is brought to it. I'm hearing, some of the national talking heads throw the name Michael Jordan around. Now, only in terms of style, obviously has a long ways to go, to be compared to the GOAT. He probably never will be in that comparison. It's hard to say that. But stylistically, somewhat similar. Jordan a little more fluid, I thought, a little taller, a little lankier.
Yeah, different pedigree. Jordan was maybe the greatest of all time, greatest if you want to put him in certain contexts. Mm-hmm. Taller, even. But here's the thing: we don't need to compare them in terms of accomplishments. There's no basis for that.
Yeah.
But in terms of being a young star who can do everything you want done on a court, who displays leadership, who can win a game by himself, can take over a game, takes pride in winning, takes pride in defense, all those things. There just aren't that many players who can kind of do everything well and be a type top-flight scorer. I don't think Edwards is ever going to be anything quite like Michael Jordan. Yeah. But the fact that he reminds people, including Michael Jordan, of Michael Jordan, yeah, is a great sign of his development.
Yeah, I was watching some, and Jordan has said, yeah, he sees similarities in his game. Edwards just looks a little thicker, than MJ. But he seems to have a real competitive spirit. Now, Jordan was known as the ultimate competitor, so I'm not going to say he's as competitive as MJ, but you do see that competitive nature come out of Edwards.
No doubt. And sometimes it manifests itself in arguing with officials, which is, yeah, basically everybody used to bash Towns for that. Now Edwards probably needs, he looks like he's channeling a little bit better lately, mm-hmm, understanding that he can't pick up technicals or, take himself out of the game. Jordan was Jordan. Mm-hmm. I think Edwards has a chance to be one of the very few who are considered the best players in the game right now. I think Jokic is still that guy. There are a handful of other players, including Doncic, and Curry and LeBron, who are phenomenal. Yep. But now the cool thing is we're now looking at Edwards maybe having a chance to be a top 5 to 8 player in the league. Yeah. And those guys are rare.
Yeah. And there's guys that are thinking he could be the face of the NBA in a few years as he gets a little older if the Wolves win. And he shows in the postseason that he is that guy, too.
Yes. And we've heard similar conversations about Jason Tatum, who really wants that role. Mm-hmm. To be the face of the NBA, I think part of it is you got to win the championship. People just aren't going to look at you that way unless you win a championship.
Yep.
You have to be the best player on a team that wins a championship. Second, you have to want it. Hmm. Jokic is the best player in the league. He is not the face of the NBA because he doesn't want to be the face of the NBA. He doesn't want to do commercials. He doesn't want to do extra interviews. He just likes playing basketball. Hmm. So part of it is also wanting to be, almost that megalomaniac, personality like Jordan.
Right. Jokic, actually, he just really likes to own racehorses in his home country and watch them race. Hey, let's talk Gophers a little bit. Would it have... It's a first-round NIT win, but it might have been a big deal if they had lost. That would have been one and done in the Big Ten tournament, one and done in the NIT, and dropped 4 out of 5 at the end of the regular season. It's nice to see them win a game that can kind of put that behind them a little bit.
Yeah, and I think Johnson made the right decision to go play these games.
Yep.
They struggled down the stretch to win meaningful games and close games, and the NIT, we know the NIT isn't great, but it does put you in a situation where you're going to be playing competent teams. You're probably going to be playing close games. And listen, this team, if they channel all this in the right direction, they could be one of the better teams in the Big Ten next year.
Mm-hmm.
So any chance they get to play together, I think, should be a good thing. And it was last night, and they won a close game and made some really key plays down the stretch. Garcia with a tough bucket, Parker Fox with a really good play off the press. Elijah Hawkins hitting key free throws. I think that can only help.
Yeah. Jonas Brodin left the game early for the Wild last night. Another win for them against a bad team. They are doing that pretty frequently. I think an 8-game point streak for the Wild as well as they get ever closer to a playoff spot. But gosh, they've had a spate of injuries. Brodin, the latest. I don't know anything about him yet, though.
No, and NHL teams aren't very good at giving information, but it looked bad.
Yeah.
Looked like he really could not put any weight on the leg.
Yep.
I can't imagine that's going to be a good thing. It is a good thing they're on a good streak here. They put a 4-way stretch run for one playoff spot. They've been aided by the fact that Vegas mysteriously has gone into a funk and isn't playing well. They have 2 more games left with Vegas,
mm-hmm,
probably another big game with St. Louis on Saturday at the X. So the real question is, can they get Erickson Ek back, and is the Brodin injury serious?
If the Wild make the playoffs, whether they win a series or not, is John Hines the coach next year?
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of problems. They were in a bad situation. They had dealt with serious injuries. He's improved their special teams. He's tightened up their play overall. I would think he would have earned, a chance to come back.
Mm. Jim, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Live at 5 Sports with Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort.